I was thinking about spring break. How many of you in here get to celebrate spring break? Come on. That's it?
You mean like the week off?
Yeah, get the week off. Okay, lucky ducks, right? That's a good way to put it, Evan. But at one time you were there too. But yeah, so a few of you are still celebrating spring break. My wife has a lot more work coming that week.
Yes.
The kids are little. But anyway, I was thinking about youth spring break. And we got work week coming up this next week at church. So any of you that, you know, nothing to do, you can come and clean. So I was thinking about some encouraging, inspirational thoughts. And that's kind of where my thought is tonight. Just kind of encouraging you on, getting you back on. Sometimes you get, you get weary and well-doing, just living the normal grind. So we're going to talk about that. So in James 4:8, we don't have to turn there unless you have it. I'm going to turn there and I'll read it, but that's not the scripture we're going to put up on the board. But James 4:8 is a scripture you've heard 3 or 4 times in your lifetime. It says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And it goes on a little bit more. But my thought was about getting close to God. He's going to draw nigh to you. He's going to stay close to you. He's going to return the favor. Any of you here tonight like a little bit of space in between? Maybe you don't want these chairs jammed up too close to each other unless you're got maybe like a romantic feeling about the person next to you. Yeah, you guys are all nicely spaced. But oftentimes we hear about couples who are starting out, and they spend time together, they talk together, they laugh together, they learn about each other. I'm guessing it's been a long time. No, I'm just kidding. We all kind of know. You spend time together talking, laughing, learning, texting, video chat, whatever you do. Pass notes. I don't know. But anyway, you guys get the picture. But you're drawing nigh to each other as a couple, as a boyfriend, girlfriend, man, woman, whatever it may be. But then sometimes, later on in life, we'll hear about someone maybe who's going through a divorce. And they got divorced because they were growing apart. I kind of think about that being the opposite of drawing nigh to each other. They're growing apart. Perhaps they worked in different cities, different states, different countries. It's pretty drastic. But maybe they just stopped talking to each other. They stopped communicating. They stopped texting. Maybe they had different goals in life, in their relationship. Kind of things that you should have worked out way back when you first started, you would have thought. Comes to your mind is like famous people, correct? I mean, they hit each other up. Quick relationship, it's perhaps not built on love, getting to know each other, communicating. It's more of lust. It's showing off. But then you see other people, this is the good one, who've worked at the relationship for a long time, and it's become almost like normal. It's like you see this person, you see this person with them. You see them together, and they've drawn closer to each other over the good times. They go on vacations together. They spend time together. But then, when the hard times come, they've still been able there to support each other, right? That's a good way to put it. Things go down, one will be there to help the other. But that's kind of like God is. He wants us to draw close to Him through middle school. Right now, I'm trying to teach some of my children and elementary how to get close to God. Middle school, high school, college, career, life, whatever it's going to be. So it becomes almost like second nature. Paul also gives us some admonition to work together, to encourage each other. Okay, it's kind of, it's easy, but yet it's not easy. Wait till you get to be about 30. It gets really hard. All right. So Paul gives us more admonition here on Galatians 6 and 2. It's kind of a, this is an interesting scripture. You guys are going to like this if you've never really thought about it. Galatians 6 and 2. Ben, you want to read it?
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Bear ye one another's burdens. Nice. It sounds like it could be a good scripture. So, I got a burden. I'm just going to carry my burden right now. 6 and 2. Shocker. Bear each other's burdens. So, someone would carry my burden. Pretty easy. Self-explanatory. Now, Ben's going to read 5.
For every man shall bear his own burden.
So, we went from carrying other people's burdens, now you're carrying them yourself. So what does Paul mean, just, what, 3 scriptures later? Is he confused? He's not mixed up. He's not. There's different meanings here. And I really think this would be a good help for us as we grow older together, as you guys grow up. So we want to bear our own burdens. So we're going to talk about that here momentarily. We're challenged first to help each other carry burdens that become too heavy. So think about that. Become too heavy. You thought I was prepared for this? I did. This is the stuff that's in my car. And I got more in the car. My daughter is a natural. She loves bags. In fact, I've got bags inside of bags. I'm not kidding. There's like 3 more bags I can see right in this one bag. I can bring out of this. So I am now the guy who has, in verse 3, bearing a lot of burdens. I'm bearing more than just my normal burdens. So you were challenged to help each other carry burdens that become too heavy. But at least sometimes, we must bear some of our own responsibility, right? Think about your own burdens, your own job. Mom and dad give you a chore. So-and-so, take out the trash. So you just naturally look for your younger sibling. Hey, take out the trash, right? I'm going to bear my burden. That's not what verse 3 means. But verse 5 is your responsibility, right? Verse 5 is carry your own burden. You go to work tomorrow morning, clock in at 8, and the boss asks you to do something, and you're, oh, it was a long weekend. It was March Madness. I stayed up really late at church last night. I don't think I can do that much today. He's like, all right, well, I'll get someone else to go out and clean the parking lot up. I don't know, wherever you work at McDonald's. But you got to help carry your work, your load, right? So think about junior. Now I'm junior. I got a full load in college. I'm studying. I've got a part-time job after school, before school, nights, weekends. It's my job. I'm getting paid for it. I'm going to college because I want to get further my education. It's my responsibility. I'm paying for it. I got to get there, so I got to pay for my car, my gas, so I've got a job. Well, you would not believe it, but my mom is sick. She's not doing well at all, if you haven't heard that. So my dad's been out to take care of her. So I've got a little bit of additional chores. I'm having to mow the grass for my dad. Oh. And wouldn't you know it, my sister has a new baby. So she's been taking care of, my wife has a new baby. No, I'm in college. my mom who's sick now has a baby. That's why she's sick. She's got a baby and she can't do much. And so I've been cleaning, a lot of helping and having to do dishes, clean the house. This is becoming a big burden. Trash, cleaning, and feeding. My dad loves chickens. He went and bought more chickens. This is real. My dad has, three sets of chickens now? Way too many chickens. Now I gotta feed the chickens, get the eggs, and I have some other siblings. I'm kind of helping mom out by babysitting them. And I gotta cook for them. And then Brother Steve asked me to speak this Wednesday night at church. You know, this is becoming a lot of bags, right? I've got a lot of things going on. This is drastic. I made a lot of this stuff up. Actually, most of it's real. But we can each pitch in, right? You guys can pitch in. One of you can come over and help mow the grass. That would be a big relief. And some of you, maybe you could help wash the dishes. I hate it. And maybe one of you could watch my little sister. She's ordering. One of you could help me there. There, here, there. Who wants to do my homework? That's part of my responsibility, right? Sometimes in life, you have to kind of bear your own responsibility. I don't think your teacher would like it. You came and you handed in your homework. What did you mean by number three? Well, I don't know. What did I write down? I don't remember what I wrote. You look at it, like, what did my mom mean? Right? You got to bear your own responsibility. That is number verse 5. Every man shall bear his own burden. You go to work, you kind of pawn your work off on someone else. Hey, can you guys cover me? I'm just not feeling it today. Can you guys help me out? I'm going to call off tomorrow. Anybody want to cover my shift? I'm thinking about sleeping in, taking the day off. That's not bearing your own responsibility. That's getting someone else to do your work for you.
Right.
All right. We could all pitch in, and it does help. So there's two different ways to look at these scripture that Paul's brought. So what do you do when you see someone under a heavy load? Think about this to yourself. I'm not talking about someone coming out of Kroger's with six bags and they're trying to carry them all. That's been done before, right? It gets hot and gets heavy carrying that much. But when you see someone under a heavy load, encourage them on, right? Hey, you can do it. Encourage them.
That's good.
I know what you're going through. Right now, there's a lot of people in our congregation carrying heavy loads because the pastor's away. A lot of people have stepped up into new roles. They're not used to them.
True.
That is growing pains. We can't all. I'll give you an example. There's a new gentleman who's taken over the bus driving ministry, the wheelchair van. God bless him. And I know it's stressing him. And he was stressed the other day about something that came up. And I was observing. I was helping hold the doors open. And I saw him. And I thought, you know, it could be easy for me to step in and help him. But no, this is something he's going to have to deal with. A conflict he's going to have to work, get used to. Because he's going to have this again and again and again and again, right? He's going to have this situation for many times. And if every time he had that situation, someone else stepped in and took over, he would never be able to overcome that.
True.
So we have to grow a little bit every time. Our pastor doesn't preach every single service. He doesn't sing every single song. He doesn't, you know, play the piano. And thankfully, we have a large congregation. One person doesn't have to do it all. Everybody can pitch in. It would be overwhelming if one person had to do it all. So encourage them. Perhaps check on them. Hey, how are you doing? Do you need something alleviated from your workload? I see that you've been doing a new situation. I don't want to step on your toes. If you need some help, just let me know. We got this new outreach program that the congregation's been working on. And so there's a lot of people doing a lot of new things, and you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and you don't want to step on any toes. But is anything I can do to help you? Just let me know and I'll help you. And that's what I did. I reached out and I helped him. And he said, yeah, that'd be great. You know, we've done a lot of that as young people. We've visited, we've done a lot of candy boxes over the years. So we understand as a young person. We've done a lot of visiting. So, what do you do if you have a lot of responsibilities? Just think about yourself. If you have a lot of responsibilities, you have a lot of things going on this week, next week, a lot of scheduled, a lot of appointments, a lot of things going on. Do you pawn them off as quick as you can get them? Oh man, I gotta do a mass text all my friends, see who can come over and help me with this. Maybe you do. Text all your friends, say, hey, who wants to come over and mow my mom's grass? Who wants to come take out the trash for my sister and me? Who wants to, and you're just pawning it all off. You're not getting anything done, and then you're just gonna lay back. Well, verse 5 says that we still need to carry some of our own burden. And I think you guys understand this point.
Right.
And then another thought I had was, do you accept help from other people? Do you accept help? Maybe people will offer you help, and you don't take it the right way. Got to be careful. Maybe people are trying to do something to help you. No, I don't need no help. Have you ever done that to your sibling? I can do it myself. You probably caught yourself doing that a time or two. Yeah, you can help me. Younger sibling, those of you who don't have siblings, maybe a younger person or something. Some people try to carry every bag of groceries themselves. But if you're really truly overburdened, let someone help you, right? Yeah, you can help me, and it would really, really help me. I mean, I know in the long run I probably could get it done quicker if I do it myself. But this is going to help you. It's going to help me not have to worry about it. Or trying to help everyone. And then some people are trying to help everyone else. Oh, here, I can do that. I can do that. I'm going to do this. Let me help you. Let me do this. Can I help you do that? That's where you can kind of beat each other up in verse number 2. Bear one another's burdens. If I come out of church and I try to help this person, open this person's door, I'm running around the parking lot, right? I'm here, let me put your walker in, open your door, let me shut your door, let me carry you and help me get your kids in the car. And like, what is that guy doing? He's already running with his head cut off. He's just running from person to person. Nothing's getting done and he's still here. But you forget to, maybe it isn't your burden to carry. Maybe God didn't put that on you. You don't see this a whole lot with maybe teenagers. I don't see a lot of you guys like burning your both ends of the barrel, so to speak. I'm just rushing around. But maybe my little kids, when I say, hey, daughter, could you go do this? And before you know it, both of them, my son and my daughter, are racing to do the same thing. Or if I ask them to do it, either one of them do it. But anyway, you'll see some people trying to race to do someone else's job. There's reasons for that. Maybe they're looking for some kudos. They're like attaboys. A lot of people like maybe extra little money to be made, something to reward, treat. I think about maybe someone here here at our church who had new jobs, responsibilities. They're going to struggle at first. I mentioned this. It's growing pains. Unless you can see their... If you look over and you see someone slamming their head on the wall or screaming or crying out loud, maybe could ease... Hey, let's ease off the head, buddy. Let me help you out there. It's not that bad. When you sit down here, right? Then you can kind of intercede. But if you see someone, they're stressed out a little bit, I got you. You're doing a good job. Good job, brother. God certainly wants us to bear one another's burdens. He wants us to encourage them. But he also handles your God-given task. But also handle your God-given task. If God's given you the direction to do whatever it is, you do it. In here, we have one person who handles the clipboard for the cards. One person handles the marker, the calendar. One person handles the song leading. One person handles the chairing. But if we had it came in here and we had multiple people trying to do it, it would be chaotic. But then if we came in here, nobody wanted to do it. Nobody did it.
Right.
That's the other version. So we got to make sure we got that happy medium. So young people, don't let yourself get overwhelmed. And if you do have a problem, let someone know about it. If you're carrying all my bags, step up and help, right?
Right.
Well, sit down. He did that on purpose. I appreciate it. My last thought here tonight is begin to this work week here at church. If anybody wants to clean classroom 30, let me know. Got to clean my own room. That's what the message was this morning. Was to clean your own room. But I do have hidden candy in my room. I know he was in there this morning. He was hitting it pretty hard. Hebrews 10 and 25 encourages us to exhort one another, encourage one another as we see the final day. I want to encourage every one of you this week. I started out with the thought of, Lord, light my mind. I wrote this down. Drawing nigh to God. Drawing nigh to God. And that's a continual thing, right? I didn't talk about really how. We're talking about relationship with each other. Boyfriend, husband and wife, girlfriend, spouse. But God, draw nigh to God. Get close to Him. Constantly be in a season of prayer. Maybe listening to music. Reading. Things like that. You guys all did an excellent job of coming here. You guys are the stars of the youth group, because you're all here. Most of you come to Sunday school and church every week, and that is drawing nigh to God.
Right, yes it is.
And it's a chance for us to encourage each other. So I really appreciate the thought here. I'm going to encourage the thought. Appreciate you. Brother Colton, come back up here. Turn it back over to him.